Now, Mishnah Hay is the same principle as Mishnah Dalin. Really, it's like Lozu Afzu. It's like not only that, but also this. It's a similar principle. Here the case is V'chein, the same goes. Shnei Kalim. You have two Kalim, but I say baseball cards that were deposited by this guy. Echad Yafa Mane. One was, you know, I don't know what. It was worth 100. It was just an okay card. The Echad Yafa Elef. Zuz, one was worth 1,000. You know, the Babe Ruth rookie card. So Ze'emar Yafish Ali, when they come back a year later, the two guys who one deposited, you know, the Pete Rose card and one deposited the Babe Ruth card. Babe Ruth is better. So I assume. So he says Yafish Ali. They both, Mr. A says, oh, the Babe Ruth card is mine. The nice one's mine. Ve'ze'emar Yafish Ali. No, the other guy says, no, the Babe Ruth card is mine. So both want the $1,000 card. So what do you do? What? Okay, fine. So Nosen Esa Katan Le'echad Mehen. You give the Pete Rose card, the lesser of the two Kalim, to one of them, arbitrarily, whoever one of them gets the $100 gift back, the deposit back. Umetocha Gadol, as far as the Babe Ruth card goes, what do? You sell it on eBay, you get your $1,000. But Nosen Demeha Katan Le'sheni. You give $100 of the proceeds from the sale to the second guy. So now each guy's got $100. One has the Pete Rose card, one has $100 in cash. Vashar, the remaining $900 that you sold and that you got from selling the Babe Ruth card, yay munach ad yovo Eliyahu. It sits around waiting till Eliyahu Novia comes and clarifies who gets the last $900. Same principle as before, exactly the same thing. The only chiddush is, you see, we go so far as to actually liquidate the expensive asset, so that everyone get at least the minimum amounts, which is the separate chiddush of this Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi has the same objection. I'm Rabbi Yossi. No way. In Cain, if that's what you'll do, my hifsid harama. What downside is there for anybody to claim that he really had the Babe Ruth card? He'll always at least get back $100 like he deposited. Ella kol yei munach ad sheyavo Eliyahu. According to Rabbi Yossi, everything should say in safekeeping with the base din until Eliyahu Hanavi comes, or until someone admits they were lying. But again, the halacha is like the Tanakama. You do, everyone gets back at least what they're owed, and the disputed amount, since there's a Rami, since there's a thief, a cheater, stays in deposit by the base din until someone admits, or Eliyahu Hanavi sorts it out.